The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I want to give you my office phone number. It's 702-731-1200. If you have any questions about today's show, we have another exciting topic this morning. We're going to be talking about some of the genetic testing that's available out there, some of the myths, the truths. And I have back on the show with me Bill Bradley, who is with Pathway Genomics, and he's a senior sales manager with the team at Pathway Genomics. And we work with him doing a lot of the genetic testing out there that's available. And Bill, there's so much evolving around genetic testing that it's a little bit scary to patients nowadays. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Scary. You know, the test itself is so physically easy to be done. It's just you spit in a tube. We use the saliva. We don't use your blood, so that's very non-invasive. So for the testing itself, it's very easy.
Spitting sounds so bad.
Well, I like that much better because I don't like needles than actually having my arm stuck and blood drawn. That's me, though. Some people are very much so averse to having their saliva because they think it's gross and disgusting, and on some level it definitely is. But it's a lot easier than having your blood drawn and having to have it sent off within 48 hours and having the risk that the blood itself goes spoils and we have to draw it again. Saliva is a lot easier from that perspective. But
I have to say, when I tell patients they got to spend the next 15 minutes collecting spit or saliva in my office, it becomes a little bit challenging to convince them. But it really is an easy thing to do. And there's so many things evolving around genetics now that people shouldn't be scared of doing genetic testing. It's actually really, I think, important, and it's really a benefit to every individual out there for preventative health, for wellness care, for even if you got high blood pressure, you got high cholesterol. It's bringing us a lot how to manage these types of conditions and problems out there. And the big thing that people come into my office about, Bill, and I want to talk a little bit about this morning on the show, is they get scared about genetics and genetic testing and how will that follow them forever? And really, today in healthcare, that doesn't really matter anymore.
You're mentioning something that's key to some of the patients that are listening that are out there. Understanding and protecting your genetic information. There was an act called the GINA Act, passed in 2008 by Congress. It's the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. Basically says that if you have your genetic information tested and put out there for the world to see, potentially, speaking anyway, that insurance companies are not allowed to use that information against you. And that specifically talks about how your genetic information is protected, even if the insurance companies get a hold of it.
So when they go and they get this testing done and it comes back that they have a genetic increased risk for high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, problems with weight management, genetic factors for vitamin deficiencies, they have nothing to worry about. They can't hold that against them at all.
In fact, I would strongly suggest that any of you listeners go online and read the information about the GINA Act. It's readily available on Google or any of your major websites that you can look up information on.
And there's so much out there about genetic testing, and we do quite a few of them in our office. Clear down to people that are on pain medications. Are they on the right pain medications that will help their pain problems, or are they taking a pain medication that is going to cause problems with and side effects that they may be taking and that they have to take another medication for? Mental health, if you got depression, if you got anxiety, you're on any of these types of medications, are you on the right medication for your genes so that you don't have side effects? And even the healthy woman, you guys have the healthy weight testing. Those of you that have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, you have this genetic testing out there that can help us manage this so that people don't end up on 3, 4, 5, 6 drugs, and all them drugs may be the wrong drugs. And is it a simple lifestyle change that people need to do? 80% reported by the CDC health problems are related to lifestyle or environmental factors.
Wow.
I was wowed.
That is amazing. Kind of scary.
It is kind of scary, but the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis, lifestyle that we're exposed to on a daily basis, what we eat out there is so important, and people are so uneducated about what they have for breakfast, what they're eating. You know, I got a funny little story. I'm driving to school, dropping my son off in the morning, and he tells me, he goes, "Mom, I think that has high fructose corn syrup in it." I'm like, "Zan, how many times have you listened to this show?" Because it's hidden in everything. Go pull a food label, pull something from your cabinet, processed food, packaged food, and look to see it's got high fructose corn syrup in it. It may be the second ingredient. Look at a can of soda. It's not sugar anymore. It's high fructose corn syrup.
But it tastes good.
It's terrible. Past shows, I've picked on Mark a little bit, my producer, about what he eats for breakfast. Those of you that follow me on social media at VitalityLV have seen what Mark's breakfast choices have been. Mm-hmm. They've gone from hot chocolate, coffee, blueberry muffins with high fructose corn syrup in it.
He's hiding his face right now.
He is hiding his face right now because I warned him that he was in trouble this morning. So I called Mark this morning and I asked, "Mark, what did you eat for breakfast?" Now, remind you, it's already 9 o'clock in the morning. Mark's already been here working, running another show in the morning. He tells me a bad cup of coffee.
A bad cup of coffee.
So what was in your bad?
What was in your coffee?
A lot of high fructose syrup or whatever.
Mark. So this morning we are going to have a special guest on the show. This morning I have Mandy Kenyon, who is a registered dietitian, actually works with Bill over at Pathway Genomics. And we're going to find out, Mark, about your coffee and what choices you make in the morning this morning. I told you I was going to pick on you today.
I can't wait.
So, Mandy, welcome to the show. She's on the phone with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Bad Mark.
Mandy, you get to join in us a little bit. So this is a typical on-the-go Vegas breakfast. I hate to say it, or we wake up in the morning, we need a cup of coffee, we put sugar, but now we got that organic sugar and some heavy whipping cream. It's my favorite. Bad choice, right? So, and then we don't eat anything with it.
Correct. So the first thing in the morning, you definitely want to get your body going, so you need a healthy breakfast. Listen to what your mom said back in the day. Eat a bowl of cereal or oatmeal.
And, you know, we've talked about this on prior shows that we're in such a go-go. We worry about our kids. We worry about our families. We get up. We prepare breakfast for them. We make a healthy choice for them. But then we forget about ourselves, and we drive to the nearest coffee shop, and then the pastries look so good, or that Big Claw blueberry muffin.
Yes. Well, the quickest way you can get out of making breakfast is if you're in a hurry, is to have fruit around, which is a lot easier to make than a pastry.
So what's your favorite breakfast, Mandy?
My favorite breakfast is oatmeal with apples, raisins, and nuts.
Gosh. Can I join you for breakfast every morning?
Mark, did you hear that?
You can make it the night prior. You can do it in a slow cooker. It takes no time at all. You have the smell waking you up in the morning. You're good to go.
So you can make a healthy breakfast the night before in a slow cooker. I know all of you out there have a slow cooker. Mark, don't shake your head at me. I might bring you some slow cooker. Mark, what are you eating for breakfast this morning? I brought Mark breakfast to help change his breakfast habits because I've been trying to convince him for the last month. What are you eating, Mark?
You bought me a scrambled egg. It has some... I don't know if that's spinach in it and chicken.
Listen, he does not know that I put veggies in his scrambled. In fact, Mark texted me. I said, "I'm bringing you a protein scramble." And you know what he told me? He goes, "LOL, is that a shake?"
I thought it was a shake. I don't know if you have a veggie shake.
Anyway, you can sneak them in. Get them in.
So this is my point I want to bring up this morning, that you can make a healthy breakfast. You can even add veggies to it, and people don't even know, because I have convinced Mark with his hot chocolate and blueberry muffin, healthier choices in the morning, finally. You got to continue that, Mark.
I like spinach.
So, Mandy, I want to bring your expertise as a registered dietitian to the show, because it's the first time on my show that we've actually had a dietitian on, and I encourage people to call into the show. If you have questions for any of us this morning, please call in. The number is 702-733-5968. We are available to you this morning to answer your questions about breakfast choices, nutrition, and some of the things that are very confusing out there. Marketing plays a big role in everything. People think having a cup of coffee and a Nutri-Grain bar in the morning is okay, but actually, in a Nutri-Grain bar, it's not real sugar. I've looked at the label. I've been on these shows, and we've pulled some food labels. We're going to have a free event at my office. I want you to write down the date. It's February 17th. It's a Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. It's free. We just ask that you RSVP at my office. It's 702-731-1200. And you're going to have available, Bill, you're going to be over there on that night. I'm going to be there. It's an opportunity for you to come in, see my practice, ask questions, just on kind of wellness and preventative. I come, you know, I'm a family nurse practitioner. I come from a, you know, prescribing medications. I did for 3 years where we write blood pressure pills, diabetes pills, pain meds, antidepressants, sleep meds. That's probably the top medications that we wrote. And honestly, my callus got a little bit bigger, even out of college on my finger, from writing all of the medications over and over and over. Wow. And it really sparked me to interest. I went to the AVE forum. I really wanted to know, how can we prevent, and wellness prevention? How can we prevent? And it had to be scientific based. It had to be researched. It can't be just, you know, Google it on internet or Wikipedia and find what's out there to help people get off these medications. And I was so in shock when 80% reported by the CDC of illness can be prevented by lifestyle or environmental exposure. That is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So, Bill, let's talk a little bit too. We're going to talk more in detail, since we have Mandy on the phone today, about the healthy weight genetic testing when we return from break. And we're going to get into some of the behavior modifications that are reported, why you shouldn't be scared of genetic testing, and really break down if you got hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
These days, saving money is more important than ever. And nobody knows more about saving you money on car insurance than GEICO. In fact, we could save you hundreds of dollars in just minutes. Call or visit geico.com today and see how much you could save.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Hey, Las Vegas. Dave Ramsey here. This spring, I'll be hitting the road with business expert Chris Hogan to bring our Entree Leadership one-day event to you. Reserve your seats today at DaveRamsey.com. That's DaveRamsey.com. Or call 888-22-PEACE.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-720-6694. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-720-6694. That's 1-800-720-6694.
A young mother vanishes. 48 hours and Dr. Phil are on the case.
He has to be out there.
When he tells you that lie, there's 50 more.
Tonight on CBS.
News and information.
The judge has issued a ruling in the matter of a petition to put a proposed downtown soccer stadium on the June ballot. Attorneys argued in front of the judge on Wednesday, so a judge ruled this morning that only 2,300 were actually needed.
Your new voice of Las Vegas, live, local, FM News 100.5. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm here with Bill Bradley. He's the Senior Sales Manager with Pathway Genomics. We have on the phone with us the expert in diet. She speaks it, talks it, writes it, and it's Mandy Kenyon. She's a registered dietitian with Pathway Genomics. This morning we've been talking about how the CDC has reported that 80% of illness is actually related to lifestyle and environmental factors that we can actually control and help prevent. So when I bring you these wellness and preventative things each week, it doesn't come from just Googling something on the internet. It's actually scientific, it's research-based, and we bring it because so many people get stuck on lifestyle where they think that it doesn't really matter anymore, and it really does. Even if you get stuck on them, blood pressure pills or diabetes pills or high cholesterol medication, for example, there's things that you can do to try to get off the medications or to help control so you don't get put on another medication. Bill, we've been talking this morning about genetic testing. We brought to people why they shouldn't be afraid of genetic testing this morning and how it's important in preventative and wellness medicine, and why a lot of typical internal medicine, family practice, primary care providers don't do it is because, honestly, I think they just haven't been educated on it, or they're scared of it. They don't know the research out there about it, or they don't have time to do it. And it's really kind of a quick test. We kind of were harassing about, you know, spitting in the office. It takes 15 minutes to do. You get your results back in about 3 weeks, and it brings back so much valuable information that we can use in the wellness and preventative that's actually supported by the CDC out there. So, Mandy, we're going to talk a little bit about On the Healthy Weight DNA testing. So people that, you know, you get that 20, 30 pounds overweight, the next year you're 10 or 15 pounds added, and you get this belly fat increasing in weight, your blood pressure goes up, your cholesterol goes up, you're starting to get even the amount of hyperglycemia. We actually do a screen in the office. Most of my patients that come in, we do a three-month screen. We don't do a fasting glucose to see where your blood sugar is now when you're in the office. We actually look at it over the last 3 months. Are you running a little bit on that hyperglycemic side, which causes inflammation? In the long run, can lead to diabetes. Have you ever been told you're pre-diabetic? What about high cholesterol, hypertension? And this testing for the healthy weight actually comes back with some eating behaviors and some behavior modifications that we can actually look at. So, Bill, we kind of joke about my peanut M&M addiction. I actually haven't done this test. I know it's coming. You guys are going to challenge me to do it, and we're going to have both you and Mandy back on the show in a month, and we're going to pick on me. Yes, Mark, I see you looking at me. And you're next, too, by the way. So, in fact, I'm dying to know if my peanut M&M addiction is just in my brain or is it genetic? And it really can be genetic out there that people that have these cravings for bread and sugars and some of these other foods. And trust me, people, you don't crave broccoli, asparagus, kale. Right, Bill?
So, some people like the salt side of it, and kind of getting into what you're talking about, the eating behavior side of all of this. And I really want to get this information from a registered dietitian's perspective. So I'm going to let Mandy talk about the vast majority of this because I've talked about it before. I've harped on it many times. But Mandy, tell me about the eating disinhibition, food desire, the satiety, or the feeling full side of it, the snacking or the sweet tooth. Because I did believe that I had the sweet tooth. But now that I've done my genetic profile, it's not a genetic predisposition to like it because I don't have that genetic mutation. I just like it because I'm addicted to it. So go ahead, Mandy.
Okay, so I love the fact that you said preventable. So the big thing about getting your genetic results back is it can be empowering because if you in the past didn't have a reason to look at your health or you don't want to do what people are telling you to do, now you have this report that tells you what your genes tell you you should do, which is empowering because it can tell you what behaviors you need to look at and something you need to focus on specifically for you. So some of the behaviors that are covered are things like food desire, snacking, having a sweet tooth, and, for example, just looking at one of those. So let's say you're genetically predisposed to have a difficulty feeling full. With this information, you now know that when you want to eat more after eating a full meal, that's because your genetics are telling you that this is something that you're predispositioned to have. So what can you do about it? Well, you can control your portions. You need to have strategies, and figuring out those strategies with your healthcare provider can really help you come up with a personalized behavioral plan for you. Let's say your strategy can be without watching TV or having a computer distraction in front of you. This helps you pay better attention to your stomach and full signals. If that's not a problem for you, you can always add protein and fiber to promote fullness at each meal, staying well hydrated and drinking between meals. So having this printout gives you a guide to go off of what goals do you need to work on and coming up with them. And once you achieve them, you can then work on to other sections that are on the test as well, like the nutrition or the exercise section. So it can be really inspiring to have those results, not scary.
So, Mandy, I can find out if my peanut M&M addiction is really real or if it's...
You can find out if you have a sweet tooth, yes. Are you more inclined to find stuff that has sugar in it, which is a survival? You know, we needed that back in the day. So is that something that you still have? And do you not eat throughout the entire day? And so you see something that you want and then eat it at the end, and that's more of a behavioral problem.
So it will tell me why I can't just eat five and I want to eat the whole bag and I have to have some type of behavior modification. And I really think it's... A lot of people we've done this testing on, and it really does help to know these things. When somebody knows that they don't have the gene to shut off that they're full, they can't go to a family buffet, they can't go to the 24-hour buffet here in Las Vegas, or they have to get a plate and know they're done because they don't have that gene to really shut off. Or if you have the snacking gene, then the foods in your house need to be healthy snacking foods. It's okay to snack as long as you're snacking on the right foods. It's actually better to snack than to eat one big meal when you get home from work at night. And people always ask me in my office, are you perfect? You come on the radio, you talk about wellness and health prevention, and it's hard. It's a full-time job. And yes, Mark, I've been busted by you once or twice.
Something that I want to mention here is it's not so much that you know the information. Yes, because knowledge is power. It's what you do with the information that's key. And those that you've heard me before talk about what I do and what I did before and what I'm doing now with my own diet throughout the day, it's key or critical for me. In the morning, I have a full meal replacement. Great. Whereas before, I was either eating nothing or I was eating junk. For example, a Pop-Tart or nothing at all. Pop-Tart's not good, and eating nothing at all is not good either because it can put your body in starvation mode because you've gone all night without eating and then all morning until noon or lunchtime. Or what I would do is I would have something in the morning, the junk, and then I'd go and have 2, 3, 4, 5 candy bars right before lunch to get me through until I could have lunch at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I wouldn't eat again until sometime later on in the evening. Those are all bad things. So what I did to change that behavior was I would have nuts in the middle or late morning right before lunch so I could get myself through with a good healthy snack instead of something that was really bad for me, empty calories that would go right towards a diabetic coma type situation.
Those of you that remember Adam that was on last week, we talked about meal replacement and protein supplementation last week on the show. Adam kind of put me on a little bit of a challenge, Bill. and I found out I'm not really compliant. I teach it, I practice it, I tell my patients to food log every single week, and I gotta tell you, I food logged all week and I've been bad. I realize that I get at work, I go in at 8 o'clock in the morning, I eat breakfast every single morning because I have a tendency to be hypoglycemic, but then I forget my 10 o'clock snack, then it's 1 o'clock, we've worked through lunch, next thing I know, I'm home at 7 or 8 o'clock and I haven't eaten. And you don't really think about that until you sit down and look at the behaviors that you do. And one of the things that I encourage my patients, the first time they come into the office, they get panic, like, okay, you're going to put me on this calorie restriction. You're going to, you know, make me not eat this, this, this. One of the first things is to take a week and look at what you're eating on a daily basis, and you're going to be really surprised. So I encourage you to log your food that you eat just for the weekend. Look at what you've ate, what you've drank, write it down, and you're going to be amazed at how it really is a full-time job to eat healthy, watch what you're eating. Go into your cabinet, go into your refrigerator and pull out, look at the back of the label. If you can't read what's on your product out there, watch out. Scary.
Mandy, what have you seen with the patients you've dealt with the genetic information and changing the patient's mindset?
It gives them a place to set goals. So once they see what section or area they find that they need to work more on, it's a really stepping point for them to then create goals and based off of that. So let's say that they're fine on the behavior section. You know, it doesn't seem like they have any problems behavioral wise. Then we can take a look at the nutrition or diet section. And then that's something that they do need to optimize. So on this result, you also get your about over 50 genes that are analyzed to find out which diet type is best for you. And then you can actually leave with a sample menu plan. That incorporates ingredients that are specific to your genetic makeup. So that's something that's invaluable. You're not going to be able to find that, you know, in a bookstore. You're not going to find my diet plan. So
many fad diets out there.
Yes, so many diets out there. And you talked about marketing earlier, and that's a scary thing because anybody can write anything and put it out there. So how good is the marketing plan? How much money do they have? Are you eating something because someone wants to make money? More than likely. Or are you eating something that your body says you need to eat? Well, this is one way to find out your personalized diet plan.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do you know what your body needs? Yes, on some level you crave it, but is that craving a good craving or a bad craving? Is it psychological or is it genetic?
Exactly. And that's what you need to find out. So, and that's this is what this tool allows you to find out. There's also a micronutrient section on this test, which is fantastic because micronutrients are vital to the body and how the cells react. And some bodies are more likely to get rid of certain vitamins or malabsorb or contribute less to the functions of these nutrients. So you're going to want to find out, are you predisposed to not carry these nutrients in your body or is something happening to them? That way you can incorporate foods that have these nutrients and know that you're going through the day healthy. So if you feel fatigue, it may be, you know, because the vitamin Bs aren't being absorbed into your system like they would someone else who has a different genotype.
So Mandy, when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that this genetic testing offers. We're going to expand a little bit more on the diet, how it really customizes a diet program so that you don't have to follow the South Beach, Weight Watchers, a Mediterranean, the Zone diet. And it's really going to break down what people should be eating. And we're going to bring your expertise in as a registered dietitian and talk about these nutrients and what beneficial it has for patients out there. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Please mark your calendars. February 17th, we're going to have a free event at my office. We're going to be talking about these things. You need to call my office at 702-731-1200 to RSVP.
What happened to Vegas? When did the Strip become all about high-priced purses, designer denim, velvet ropes, and popped collars? When did buffets start seeming more like ultra lounges and DJs start getting paid like QBs? When did Vegas become this mind-boggling, swirling, Category 5 seamster cyclone raining down fakes and phonies onto a big, fancy-pants party? A great getaway has turned into some sort of haughty-gaughty, hoity-toity ego trip. Even Liberace would be blushing at this body-sprayed, bedazzled hot mess. What happened to fun? Real fun for real people? Well, it's about time the real people take a stand and take Vegas back. Visit TakeVegasBack.com to sign the Every Manifesto Pledge and help us rededicate Vegas to real fun for real people. You'll get the real deal room rate and a Take Vegas Back card, giving you more epic fun and real good times at the Stratosphere. Stratosphere Hotel, Casino, Tower, Las Vegas.
Men, it's that time of year again. Valentine's Day. This is our time to shine. Well, supposed to be at least. We want smiles and fireworks when she opens her gift, not game show fail music. There's one gift that never fails to impress, and that, my friends, is a box of giant, juicy, gourmet-dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Now, men, these aren't just any ordinary dipped berries. These strawberries are huge and freshly dipped in rich, chocolatey awesomeness. And then they're covered in gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. Nothing scores more points on Valentine's Day than a box of Sherry's Berries. Plus, right now, they're starting at $19.99. You're welcome.
Guys, there's still time to get your gourmet Sherry's Berries this Valentine's Day, starting at $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 5000. That's berries.com, secret code 5000.
At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our skilled technicians can help with any heating need. From repairs and tune-ups to installations, we can get you back to being comfortable faster.
Call 513-655-2010 today and get a $69 tune-up.
We're always on time, but you don't pay your car.
Limitations and restrictions apply. Licensed in the state of Ohio, number OH25090, and Kentucky, number KYMO4037.
Breaking news first. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I need you to write that number down. Again, it's 702-731-1200. We'd love to see you on February 17th. We're having a free event at my office. I need you to call the office for details. It's free. We're going to be talking about wellness, preventative. Some of the things, we're going to have a kind of little social wake-up and really try to educate you on some of the health and wellness and preventative stuff. There's no commitment. Just stop in and see us. It's actually going to be starting at 5 p.m. at the office. I have Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics back in the studio with me. We've done several shows on genetic testing and brought feedback from what patients' concerns are this morning. I also have Mandy Kenyon, who's a registered dietitian with Pathway Genomics, and she really lives this to the heart, writes it, educates it, talks about it every day.
Passionate.
Passionate.
Very.
Envy you, Mandy, because there's so much out there about nutrition that people are misconceived by because of a marketing label. And we talked a little bit before we went to break about nutrition and some of the micronutrients that people may be genetically inclined to be deficient in. And this genetic testing actually does testing and looks at what you may genetically be inclined to be deficient in. And then we add in how our foods and our nutrients are not micronutrient rich. So everything's picked green, it's put on a truck, and all the vitamins are infused at the last stages of ripening. So now we've been kind of double whammied, Mandy.
Correct. So, and a lot of people think, is this the step where you tell me to take a supplement? And the simple answer is no. And why? And they're like, well, why? I can just get everything from a supplement. First thing, supplements aren't regulated. So you got to be really careful about which supplements you're getting in. And second thing, your body absorbs most vitamins and minerals better and more efficiently through the actual natural food source that they're found in. So it's usually the section where I start giving them a list of fruits and vegetables.
Yes. And we've done a lot of shows on supplements and how you don't want to go to the over-the-counter and buy supplements. You want to make sure that it's coming from an adequate source. You want to make sure you're taking a supplement. You don't want to just go out there and walk down the aisle and take a B-complex because you're tired or you have high cholesterol or you need to lose weight. It's actually got some side effects. I've actually had patients come in with kidney and liver problems from some of the over-the-counter supplements.
Whoa.
Because what happens is it's not monitored by the FDA until a lot of people have some bad side effects, and then it's pulled off the market. Look at all the supplements out there that have been pulled off the market. It's not because it was research or scientific out there. It was because it actually caused a lot of problems to people, and then it got pulled off. There were so many of them weight supplements and pro-hormones and raise your testosterone levels, and it's going to create a miracle. Well, if there was a pill out there that could make you lose weight, we'd all be skinny.
Exactly. Another reason to be careful about those supplements and vitamins and minerals, not just the weight loss ones or that some people don't take into consideration, are the fat soluble ones, you know, like A, C, D, E, because there's an actual upper tolerable limit that your body can only handle so much before it does become toxic. So that's something else that people need to be concerned about. If they're taking so many supplements, to find out what's in there and find out if you may be near that upper limit.
And that's why we encourage you to call the office. We actually do a vitamin and mineral testing where we actually customize what you need to be on. And if you have these genetic risk factors, Bill, I actually recommend, and Mandy, that people actually get the testing done. We look at the blood over a six-month period. We're not doing a spot check in the office. So people say, well, I can go to the local laboratory and get this testing done. Well, guess what? If you just took a sublingual B12, your B12 is going to be high. It doesn't look at what you've been deficient in the last 6 months and really customize a vitamin program on what your body needs and the nutrients you need, and then give you them nutrient guidelines that you need and create a diet based on what you're actually deficient in. Mandy, while we have you today and we have your expertise, I want to talk a little bit about how this testing makes you get away from the fad diet and really know. New Year's resolutions, we're hitting February. People are falling a little bit off the bandwagon. As we get into February, you know, the gym is not as packed when I was there the other day.
Thank God for me.
You're not fighting for the machines. You know, people have done the 4 week and then they don't see the results. They fall off. And this is actually the best time for them to continue because it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks. People got to remember that when you're creating a wellness preventive program, this is not instant gratification. You're not going to see it next week. You're not going to see it in 2 to 3 days. And there's so much media out there. Should I be doing South Beach? Should I be doing paleo? Should I be doing, you know, raw food? Should I be doing a Mediterranean diet? This testing breaks it down exactly what diet you need to be using. And Mandy, can you tell us a little bit about, because this is your expertise on protein and healthy fats and complex carbs, not simple carbs. There's a lot of confusion out there.
Yes. So these diet plans that are given here based on what your genetic variant says are based first on macronutrient percentages, which is nice because all the smart apps now or any, if you have one through your company or any of the stuff online, you can go through and track, if you keep a food log, exactly what your macronutrient content is. So you can actually follow the macronutrient content online and with this diet plan to see how well you're sticking to it. And those that may not know, macronutrient content is just referring to the proteins, fat, and carbohydrates of the diet. In the different diet plans, they don't vary by much, but they do vary enough to make a difference on the genetic genotype. So it's not a fad diet. It's not going to be a 5% low carbohydrate diet or 80% protein, which a lot of people think is healthy. It's going to have a balanced diet plan of the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates based on what your genetic profile says. There's also a component in there that talks about unsaturated fatty acids and whether or not your body responds better to polyunsaturated or monounsaturated fats. And if the education's not there for you, it's all in the report, and it's something also the foods are given so you can learn about it later. But as long as you have the foods that there that you need to consume and the amount you need to consume in, which is given, then you can start that way and then start to learn later on about what does this exactly mean? What does unsaturated fats do and why are they important to me? Why does my body crave it? So it gives you that printout as far as what the differences are in that and if that's something you need to include more of or less of. And that as well.
Hey, Mandy, I have a question for you. It's kind of a rhetorical one, but it's one that I like to answer for myself as well as those listeners out there. I know that my dietary plan is a low carbohydrate. So I'm 30% proteins, 30% fats, and 40% complex carbohydrates. Why is it that some people like myself have a low carbohydrate diet and others have, you know, 55% complex carbohydrates and 20% fats?
So with the different genetic variants, if you are on a low-carb diet, those genetic variants are going to work better in a low-carb environment. So they may not process sugar or any kind of carbohydrates as well as they do fats. The protein could be also a mechanism to help your cells survive in the environment that's best for them. Those that are on a Mediterranean diet who crave more of the fat content, their cells work better in that. So it's really a scientific level. It's not something that you just say like, oh, well, I feel better on this, because it's your cells that are actually surviving better in this environment. So it's looking at all those genetic variants, putting them together and saying, you know what, this is what your cells survive best on.
And to that end, the reason why I say it is because I can't tell how many times I've been in front of a patient and the patient told me they've been on the Atkins diet where it's high protein, low carbohydrate, or no carbohydrate, and they feel just like not very well. Let's just put that. I was going to say something bad you can't say on the radio. But they feel really bad, and if they understand that, they're going to be able to lose the weight more easily and maintain that dietary, or in this case, I'd like to say proper nutrition over their lifetime versus just a two-month, six-month, or one-year dietary plan.
Absolutely. And the whole goal here is lifelong health and nutrition. So these diet plans are very easy to accommodate to. There's a lot of different, you get a sample plan. So if you don't like some things or you're a vegetarian and that's you don't want to eat the meat source, there's also options in there that are vegetarian sources, gluten-free sources. So whatever your diet type is, you can always mold this for the point is a lifelong plan. And I'm naturally towards a balanced diet, which is 55% carbs. And I tried the low-carb diet, and I was the angriest person on the planet that month and a half.
See, I'm the low-carbohydrate. So you give me low carbs and high proteins and high fats, I'm good. My body loves it.
Not me. So it's different. So I'm playing with them, and knowing what the differences are is also, you know, part of the fun. So, but it's based on what your genetic variants are.
So this is what I'm big on my show, Mandy, and Bill, you already know this, is at Vitality, we don't look at, go into this clinic, get a B12 shot, get an appetite suppressant, bye-bye, have a great day. We really try to guide and make a lifestyle change so that you have this wellness preventative. This testing you can carry with you forever. You can use this testing. You can follow it. It's also got some of the genetic factors in it. Are you at high risk for having high blood pressure? Are you at high risk for having high cholesterol? So that you can, when you're getting that 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight, you know that you already have a risk factor of having obesity or the genes that have been passed down that you have no control over. You can actually act now so that you don't become diabetic or on 3 or 4 medications for your blood pressure, cholesterol, and some of the wellness and preventative. And you get this testing done, and when it comes back, you sit down with us and we go over each one of these categories so that you can make that lifestyle change and be really on a strict wellness preventative. And it's even got that gene in there. If I fall off the bandwagon, am I going to gain weight? That gene alone, and knowing the fact that if I cheat and I get 5 pounds, 10 pounds after I stop this program, you know it's going to happen. You're going to end up to basically obesity and be on these medications. And I think if you ask most people, they didn't really have it. You know, they don't want to be on medication. It just happened and they weren't aware of it. The other thing is this thing comes up on exercise response, and it looks at what type of exercise program that you should be following. And Mandy, coming from the dietitian point and trying to really balance people, it's very hard when they come back and they get this endurance training benefit. What's some of your suggestions out there about how people can incorporate exercise and that kind of thing in?
First of all, I love the exercise portion on here, because if they go through their report and the diet's fine and the behaviors are fine, and then they're wondering, well, why am I overweight? And then you hit the exercise portion, and it hints to the enhanced benefit from all of these diseases are likely to be less if they exercise. They have an enhanced benefit from exercise. And then you ask, what is your exercise plan? And they look at you like you're crazy. They don't do exercise. Well, that could be a reason that you're this way. Your body is fine if you give it exercise. But when you don't, then this is how you end up.
Or something else to add to that. Like, I do exercise. Oh, then you ask them, what do they do? Oh, I'll do yoga, or I walk around my neighborhood for, you know, 10, 20 minutes or whatever the time frame is. Is that the right amount or type of exercise for them? This can kind of answer that for them.
Right. And then really getting into it, and there's a talking piece as well, getting into the conversation, because, you know, if you only have 30 minutes with a client or a patient and they say, do you exercise? They say yes. this actually will get you to have them really ask the deep questions. What kind of exercise are you doing? Or do you have, what do you think your intensity level is? Is this really exercise or is this just locomotion? Do you walk from the store to your car?
Oh, I love that word, really, locomotion, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really pinpointing where you're actually going with that exercise. I mean, every able person needs to exercise, yet every able person has no time to exercise. So there's really no magic wand. You need to make the time to exercise. But
what?
With this task and sorry.
I want the magic wand, please.
All right. When we return, we're going to be back with Bill and Mandy with Pathway Genomics, and we're going to continue to talk about the healthy weight DNA testing and how it can prevent and help you with your wellness and preventative plan. We're going to talk a little bit about diabetes, and they do have a new test that they're going to put me on the spot a little bit about. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Give the office a call and RSVP for our free event, February 17th, when we return.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
It's the Southern Nevada Public Television's 26th annual Splendor in the Glass Wine and Beer Tasting Benefit. Saturday, February 7th, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Westgate Resort Ballroom. Enjoy a live wine and silent auction with entertainment by Woody Woods Jazz Combo and special guest appearance by renowned chef Hubert Keller. Chef Keller will demonstrate some of his favorite recipes, and for a donation to Vegas PBS, he will autograph his latest cookbook, Souvenir. Get advance tickets for $85 at all area Lee's Discount Liquor, Whole Foods Market, Total Wine, and more, and online at vegaspbs.org/wine tasting or at Vegas PBS offices. Tickets are $100 at the door the day of the event. Must be 21 years or older to attend. Enjoy an extensive beverage menu provided by Southern Wine and Spirits of Nevada and hot and cold hors d'oeuvres. Proceeds are to benefit Vegas PBS. Get your tickets today. Call 702-799-1010, extension 5344. The 26th annual Splendor in the Glass, Saturday, February 7th at the Westgate Resort Ballroom. Presented by Southern Wine and Spirits of Nevada.
At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our skilled technicians can help with any heating need. From repairs and tune-ups to installations, we can get you back to being comfortable faster.
Call 513-655-2010 today and get a $69 tune-up.
We're always on time.
Limitations and restrictions apply. Licensed in the state of Ohio, number OH25090, and Kentucky, number KYMO4037.
Online and everywhere. Tweet us at KXNT. Like us on Facebook. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Mark is bouncing in the studio because he had a fantastic breakfast this morning. Look
it,
at him over there.
It was honestly good.
It was honestly good. See, it was better than your blueberry muffin and hot chocolate.
Very filling, too.
See, I've convinced him, listeners. So we have Mandy, who's a registered dietitian. And I have Bill here in the studio with me. They're both from Pathway Genomics. They help us do the testing over in our office for the genetic testing. And, Mandy, we've been talking a little bit about the diet plans and some of the things. There are so many myths out there about diets. And when people have, say, high cholesterol, there's something myths about there about eggs. One year it's don't eat eggs. Next year it's eat eggs. Eggs are okay. Eggs are not okay. But really doing everything in moderation is okay, right?
Correct. Moderation is key. And all dietitians love eggs.
It's a great protein source. So when I brought Mark breakfast in the morning, it wasn't a bad choice.
No, it was a great choice.
Yeah. And I hid spinach on him.
Hey, quick question. What about they say, oh, well, you should have just the egg whites, or, oh, if you have five eggs, only have one whole egg. You know, what about that?
The egg yolk is a vital source of vitamins. So that's why I said all dietitians love eggs. There's a study that was done in 2001 that showed following someone for 25 years. It was over 400 people in the United States and Canada. And they followed them. They ate three eggs a day, and there was no change in their cholesterol levels. If they weren't genetically predisposed to have bad cholesterol levels.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So another reason.
That study because I love eggs.
Another reason to come and get the genetic testing done, because it's going to look at these predispositions for cholesterol and diabetes, and it's going to tell you if you're genetically at risk for that and the things that you can do preventatively. I run a hemoglobin A1C, which looks at the 3-month blood sugar in 99% of my patients. And you'll be surprised at the number of patients that come back hyperglycemic. So they're running that 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, where on the normal lab value, you're not pre-diabetic yet or you're not diabetic yet, but why get there? So just the lifestyle and the preventative things that you can do, and we're now even supported by the CDC that 80% of it is lifestyle change. And if we can provide you a testing that's going to give you a diet plan, it's going to give you an exercise program, and it's going to give you the behavior modifications that you need to be aware of so that you can succeed at a program, why not come get it done?
Mandy, I got a question for you directly related to what Dr. Thomas was talking about. If the patient is on, let's say, a current dietary plan, their own, or through something that they've read, or if it's Atkins or whatever the case may be, how does this information help you as a registered dietitian? And the reason I ask that and preface this a little bit more is that most people think, oh, I can do this on my own. Yes, you could do this on your own, but why is it that this helps you as a registered dietitian, somebody who lives this, breathes this, is passionate about it every day?
So to figure out what the best diet plan is for most people is a time-consuming process. What this diet plan does is in your hand, you have personalized medicine for each patient. So you're able to go through and find out right off the bat what their diet plan is for them on the macronutrient side and on the micronutrient side and giving them that plan. If they are already on their own plan, I have a lot of people who are diabetic and really want to stick to the carb counting, and that's great because these diet plans were actually made with that in mind. They have the same exact exchanges that the American Diabetes Association has with the 15 grams of carb per carb serving. And that is explained in the diet plan as well. So if they want to keep their diet plans to 45 or 65 grams of carbs, it's very easily exchanged. The exchanges are on there so they can put in what they do and don't like. So you can form these to fit whatever diet plan you're currently on.
Mandy, you really hit my point for being the first time on the show. Personalized medicine. We are really customizing a program specifically for you. Your spouse may be on a different program, your brother, your sister, your coworker. This is not just generalized where you come in, you get a low calorie or one of these fad diets or some just general guidelines that you can follow. And it is so time consuming. People that don't get this testing done in my office, we spend a lot of time hit or missing what type of diet should you be on. You're spending weeks food logging so that I can look at the number of proteins you're eating, the number of carbohydrates you're eating, what carbs are you eating. And this, once you get it done, it specifically breaks it down. And there's no guessing game. It is personalized to your genetics, specifically for you.
Yep, it's great.
The other thing is people that have, I really encourage people to come get this testing done that have high cholesterol or have high blood pressure, or you've been, you know, diagnosed with that hyperglycemia or diabetes, because it's going to help you really customize a wellness and preventative program looking at exercise, looking at diet, looking at behavior modifications. And some people get on these medications that actually block the nutrients and the vitamins that they're consuming from their daily fruits and vegetables and the diets that they're eating. So I encourage you to call my office. My phone number is 702-731-1200, or go to my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Again, please call the office, RSVP, for our free event. If you're interested or have questions for me, I'm going to be available that night for you to ask questions and bring your questions to me. I really, you know, want to help you, and so you can get an idea about wellness and preventative. It's February 17th. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center.